This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That's the Talk Radio Review, a weekly overview, insightful comments from people who are in the talk radio business, talking about the stories, the top 10 items on the Talkers list, published at Talkers.com in Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. You also find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television there. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you first to Victoria Jones, longtime talk radio personality, now with the D.C. Radio Company in Washington. We're also joined by John Harper, who runs WMEL on the Gold Coast in Florida. We like to mix it up a little bit, have different people with different points of view, so you can hear how folks are thinking, how they're dealing with some of these issues on the air, and in their own lives, their own thought process as well. The 10 stories, let's see if we can... Victoria, we sometimes have a hard time. McFadden's not here, so he usually chastises me because I don't get through these things quickly enough. If I just give you the list, and then we pick out some of the things that really appeal to all of us, or we think have appealed to listeners this week. Number 10, still people talking about the end of Game of Thrones. So that's a biggie. At number 9, focus on immigration. At number 8, the tensions between Iran and the United States. Number 7, the new abortion laws that seem to be surfacing. What's the reason for all of that? Number 6, the weather around the country, really wild weather this past week. Is it because of climate change, global warming, all that stuff? Same old conversation, basically. That hasn't changed any. Number 5, the trade war with China. Number 4, who's running for the presidency? Maybe the better question these days is who's not running for the presidency. Number 3, impeachment momentum. Number 2, the tax returns of the president. And number 1, whether or not the president is stonewalling on any number of issues. That seems to be, that could be a collective that would be at number 1 or number 2 most any week. In terms of the people list, the president or premier, which is Xi Jinping, is he the president of China or the premier?
No.
He's not the... Victoria, what is Xi
Jinping? The premier.
He's the premier.
Yeah.
Well, is he the president or is he the premier?
He's the president. He's the top guy. He's the guy who makes the decisions. He's the president. He's the man.
Yes, he is the man. And here's a guy who would like to be... Actually, a couple of people on this list would like to be the man, at least in our country. Pete Buttigieg, if that's how he pronounces that, I can never pronounce it, but everybody knows what I'm talking about. Number 9, Mayor of South Bend. Joe Biden is at 8, Beto O'Rourke is at 7. I can't even begin to imagine why Beto O'Rourke would be higher on the list than Joe Biden. Doesn't make any sense to me, but I'm not the one who's doing the, I'm not the one who's putting the numbers together. Rex Tillerson is at number 6. And the usual position for the socialists who love Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's at 5. Rashida, is it Tlaib? I don't know. We've pronounced them Tlaib, I believe, is the name. Don McGahn is 3. Nancy Pelosi is 2. And Donald Trump is number 1. All right. So, Victoria and John, in terms of your own habits, how much attention, John, I'll start with you, have you paid to the Game of Thrones?
As far as the Game of Thrones goes, absolutely phenomenal, the types of numbers that the television audience tuned in for last week. I really can't believe it. It seems like everybody already is looking forward to the next installment that I understand is coming out in another year or so.
The book. You mean the book?
Totally amazing. I really can't believe what that program has done for HBO.
When you look at the ratings, though, the numbers 16 million and then streaming 19 million, you compare them to the numbers from when we were kids, certainly when we were younger, you and I, the last episode of MASH, 70 million people watched that. And this was, what, 40 years ago. So right. the fact that we now, at that point in time, you may have had a couple of dozen choices as to what to watch on television. Right now, you've got 500 different shows in various stages of production for various networks and streaming services and that sort of thing. So people have many more choices, and so that makes this more significant. But it seems with all the talk about it, Victoria, when we were in Ireland, you and I and the other talk folks that were along on the ride got to see a lot of the sort of up close and personal, the impact that this show, Game of Thrones, has had on the culture in Ireland.
Huge. Yes, some of it is filmed or has been filmed in Northern Ireland, and it's had a huge impact there. In fact, they have just opened a major Game of Thrones exhibit in Northern Ireland in the area where it's been filmed, and that there's all kinds of very cool stuff that you can do there. And I have to say that you're speaking right now to the obsessed, an obsessed member of the cult who watched the series finale live. I normally watch them delayed, but I watched it live so that I would be able to go online, not only on social media, because I knew that all top 10 Twitter topics would be Game of Thrones, but just so that I could go to a news website, because I knew that there would be spoilers everywhere, right. So I had to see it. And oh my goodness me, I didn't like the finale when I watched it. But as
because Blondie got killed?
No, she needed to be killed. She was as crazy as a loon. She had to go. I would have killed her. I would have killed her last season, to be honest with you.
Okay,
she was mad, to use an English expression. But she had to go. But I was disappointed because it was very difficult to land that plane. But as the week went on, the more I thought about it, the more I came to the conclusion that it had to end that way, and that the various people had to go their different ways in that way. I just wasn't happy about who finally became the King of Thrones, because he didn't do anything to deserve it. But I was happy, and I was happy that the dire wolf, called Ghost, the wolf, finally got petted by John. You won't understand this, but all your Game of Thrones listeners are nodding their heads. This was the one thing that united the entire Twitter sphere worldwide, which was that the wolf finally got petted in the final episode.
Listen to this, John. John, were you engaged as thoroughly as Victoria in watching Game of Thrones?
Absolutely not.
No,
no.
Okay.
No, I'm probably one of the few in the country that wasn't.
I wasn't at all involved. I thought it was way too violent. What I get a kick out of, knowing Victoria as well as I, as long as I have and as well as I do, that she's so bloodthirsty. She's loves the violence and cut them up, chop them up, kill them.
Violence was a little too much.
Too much.
Okay, I think we got the gist of that story. Doug, all right, moving along.
Doug, very very quickly, moving on to something else that I found amazing this week. What about the Jeffersons and the reboot along with All in the Family?
Right, that was something. Yeah. That's a very good twist on the same theme. What do you watch and why do you watch it? You know, all the shows. This was Sweeps Week, or the end of Sweeps Month, Thursday, the last Thursday of May, as is the case with the last Thursday in February, that last Thursday in November. Those are the three sweep months when people are registered. Their viewing habits actually registered, and the ratings predicate how much money you can charge for your advertising on your network or your TV program. So with that comes all of the ending season finale of this, that, and the other thing. And I think that what you've just mentioned, the whole business about all these shows, The Voice and American Idol, the interest in those shows, it's a very interesting time. And people, I don't know how people have the time to watch all these shows, frankly.
Well, I agree. I'm with you, but as far as the Jeffersons and All in the Family goes, I was fascinated at the production values in that, and they had that down so well, and the actors with the live television and how they performed. I thought it was pretty amazing.
Some people said to me that they were bothered by the fact that these people were trying to play the roles of such iconic actors as Carol O'Connor, for example, and the Jeffersons, all the people that were in that. Although I did hear that they thought the best one, most people I talked to thought the best actor was Jamie Foxx as the man. So you liked it anyway. Did you see it, Victoria?
I did not see it, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Maybe it's a generational thing. It might have been, anyway. 18 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. John Harper from WMEL, Victoria Jones, DC Radio Company. Doug Steffen with a question about energy. Are you up to your potential? Can you do as much as you used to do? And any number, measure it any way you want to. There are a lot of people struggling to get back into shape, for example. There are a lot of people who don't, they don't feel it. They don't get it. They say, oh, I'm getting older. I guess I'm not as good at lovemaking, for example. Not as strong as I used to be. I can't focus at work as well. I'm exhausted in the gym, yada, yada, yada. Well, let's see if we can go over all of that and fix it with a product called NuGenix. NuGenix. NuGenix definitely can help you out if anything that I just described is you. High levels of testosterone, for example, play an important part. This is something, you know, it's a men's product for sure. But would you believe that more women are ordering this product than men? And for kind of obvious reasons, I guess. NuGenix maximizes your energy, increases your muscle mass, and boosts your libido. That's what women are interested in. That makes a lot of sense. So if you'd like to try this product out, see how it works for you, you can get a free bottle by texting the word FORCE to 321-321. Get your free bottle of NuGenix and see how it affects your life and your loving. Be more confident. Text the word FORCE to 321-321 for your free bottle of NuGenix. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your health. Sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
Weird, boxy, funky, fun, iconic. You can call the Kia Soul a lot of things, but you can never call it boring. And now, with a wide variety of newly adapted trims, it's time to expand your vocabulary. The adventure-hungry Urban Explorer Soul X-Line, the stylish, tech-savvy Soul EX, and the relentlessly athletic, turbocharged Soul GT Line Turbo. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma, had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Mom. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Continuing on now with our overview of the hot stories, hot items in terms of News Talk Radio. That's our job here, the News Talk Radio world, assimilating what goes on conversationally. John Harper from WMEL on the Gold Coast of Florida here. Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company with different twists and turns. So when we get to the immigration reform issue, number nine, rather than personalize it or make it domestic, one of the things that I think plays in here, if you'll pardon me stretching this a little bit, is the situation in England with the resignation of Theresa May, the whole Brexit problem, which is a direct result of immigration problems, the refusal of, and this is my read on it, the refusal of mainland countries to deal with the immigration problem as folks come up from the Middle East, Syria, into Turkey and Greece, and then into Germany and all over the place. And they ended up, a lot of them, in England, and the British don't like it because they've, the intruders, that's what they call them, a lot of them, have taken jobs and upset all kinds of things, and people just didn't like it. So that's what started all of this. And now it's become sort of a different game. Victoria, what's your read on this at this point?
Well, she had to go. I mean, talk about the number of knives being used in Game of Thrones. There's been a Game of Thrones going on in England for months now to get rid of her. And this is within the Conservative Party, that is Theresa May's party. She has had a lot of resignations within her cabinet, and so she's been heavily weakened. That's on further weakening after she called a snap election, general election, you remember, a while ago, expecting to consolidate her victory, and instead she weakened herself, so she was further weakened. She's lost her Brexit vote now three times, and so she's incredibly weak, and people kept urging her to resign, and she wouldn't resign. She's a very stubborn person. She's very hardworking, very diligent, but she's somebody without vision, and they've needed a visionary to get this Brexit through, and she's not been able to do it.
So is there another vote coming to change the Brexit outcome?
There will be, because they've been given until Halloween to get it through. But first things first, they've got to get a new Conservative Prime Minister, and they'll do that within the Conservative Party. And Boris Johnson is very, very keen to be that leader. Because
I don't know that much about him. What's his name is not household. Well, I don't know that Theresa May's name is
Boris
household.
Johnson is a populist. He is very bouncy. He can be, he's a chameleon, he can be incredibly right-wing, or he can reverse himself and appear to be quite centrist. He used to be the Lord Mayor of London, and when he was quite centrist. And then he became a Member of Parliament and moved very, very right. He was one of the people who got Brexit through, which he did by telling things that were not true to the public, which he later admitted were pretty much not true. He's a very, very clever man.
Mm-hmm. All right. What do you think Floridians' approach to illegal immigration, how is it? We'll move away from England. Just give me 30 seconds, if you can, John, on the status of immigration issues in your neck of the woods.
Well, Doug, it's kind of a wait-and-see attitude here in Florida and on the space coast of Florida. I think people are just waiting to find out what happens in some of the other places in the country where this issue is, at the moment, much hotter.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. In Florida, it used to be hot. It didn't seem to be so hot now. Maybe that's because of the influx of all the people there and everything sort of being modified, somewhat opinion-wise. 28 past the hour as you listen to this week's Talk Radio Roundup.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
And get up first thing, smoke a cigarette before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. It eventually, I just switched over. It's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic leaders in Congress are still discussing impeachment for President Trump. Some say it would be a political pitfall. Others say it's their duty to proceed, and South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham believes House Speaker Pelosi is moving in that direction.
I think that she's going to be driven toward impeachment. If she goes down that road, it will be suicide for the Democratic Party.
California Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell worries about the authority that was given to Attorney General William Barr by President Trump to look into the origins of the Russia investigation.
For the President of the United States to instruct the Attorney General to do that, again, it looks like he's using the attorney general to be, you know, his personal lawyer rather than having the attorney general look at whether there are still ongoing threats to our country.
Graham and Swalwell appearing on Fox News Sunday.
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Reconnoitering here. A lot of conversation as usual. News Talk Radio is the number one format on the radio in America. I wonder how influencing the podcast generation is in terms of News Talk. Most of the podcasts that are being produced these days are about, well, they're spoken word formatically. They're not music, I don't think. So I wonder how, just as an aside before we get back to some of the issues, how much of an influence Victoria Jones, both the John Harper and Victoria Jones here on the review, what, how much time do you spend, what influence do podcasts have on you?
Quite an influence, actually. Both podcasts and also just audio books. I do both. I enjoy podcasts. I find that listening to podcasts is a way of being informed without having to sit in front of the television.
All right, so under what circumstances, in your car, at home when you go to bed, what are the circumstances when you listen to podcasts? Where are you and what's going on?
I'm usually doing other things. I might be doing something on my phone. I might not usually working because I can't work and listen to something. I might be doing housework, so I might have my earphones in. I might be cooking. I might be tidying up. I might be putting a wash on. I might be just doing stuff around the house. I might be driving. So things like that. And then I can listen to a podcast at the same time. Not when I'm in bed, because podcasts for me are usually nonfiction. Very often about national security, things like that I'm interested in, cyber, counterintelligence. Those are things I'm very interested in.
So what would be your number one choice or pick as far as podcasts that are available regularly?
No, I'm going to blank. I'm going to blank on the ones I like. So that's going to be really annoying. But then I also do listen to fiction. So I listen to audiobooks for fiction, and those I do listen to at night in bed, because I don't like to listen to nonfiction late at night, because that is too stimulating to the mind and gets, you know,
not good
I like
for the
to wind
subconscious
down.
When you go to sleep.
No, I like to wind down. Actually, I'm just bringing up podcasts in my iTunes just to see what if I've got something saved.
Why are you looking?
It's not coming up. No, it's
Let
not
me
coming
ask
up.
John whether he's
Oh, I like the Black Tapes, for example, and there's
of course you
that's
do.
That's very good.
of course you do. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, this is don't be mean.
No, don't. Okay, I won't.
No. I'll find. There's another one. Oh, there's another one. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Talk to John. I'll find you the one I really like.
John, what is it? Is there any time in your life for podcasts?
Actually, Doug, kind of like the Game of Thrones, I don't have time, and I listen to very, very few podcasts. Oddly enough, one of the few that I listen to is now that I want to tell you, I've just forgotten his name. But
you're in Victoria.
Hysterical.
Well, one of the things that I find, where both of you have devoted your careers to news talk issue-oriented radio stations. John, you've owned lots of stations, run lots of stations, been on lots of stations, whose format has been, as long as I've known you, which is probably pretty darn close to 30 years, you've always ran stations that carry this format. It seems you'd be your stock in trade. Victoria's been on any number of great talk radio stations around the country over the past. I've known her as long as I've known you. So it's, you know, under the circumstances, it does make a lot of sense that podcasting would be popular among all ages, spoken word, which is sort of the reason I'm going down this street is because I would like you both to reflect for a moment on the realities of what the content is in podcasting versus the reality of the content on news talk radio. Even though it's all spoken word, the younger demo seems to be wanting to hear podcasting versus the people listening to talk radio in a predictable way. Does that make sense?
Well, podcasts are prepared, and they have a takeoff, they have content, and they have a landing. Mm-hmm. So they're more scripted, even though there may be conversation in the middle. So it's a different thing. And they are very often on different topics, and they tend to do deep dives into the topics. By the way, the two that I really like, one is called The Tip-Off, and it is a fascinating podcast that I think you'd both enjoy, and it's an award winner, and it's a look at how investigative journalists, with their tip-offs, get to the bottom of really amazing stories, and it talks to the investigative journalists from around the world. It is brilliant. The other one I listen to is called Men in Blazers, and it's two guys sitting around talking about the Premier League, and it's very funny.
I think what people listen to, John, is telling about their personalities. What did you start to say?
I was going to say Michael Harrison. I've enjoyed his podcast. It's probably one of the few that I listen to.
Yeah, they are very good.
Yeah, he has some great guests on there. But other than that, it seems like everybody and his brother wants to be a talk show host, so they go to podcast. And
right.
You can probably count on two hands the number of really good.
You can count on one hand the number of. And here, there's a listener, but it doesn't take long for you to establish. That's the other thing I find fascinating, is how social media is used to spread the word about some of these things, and how they grow exponentially very quickly if they're any good. If they aren't any good, a month you'll know and you'll move on to others. But there are like 26,000 different podcasts, and now who knows who's listening to all of that stuff? It's kind of like the 500 channels or 500 TV shows that are being produced now versus, 30 or 40, 20, 25 years ago. Who's got the time to listen? That's kind of why I asked you what your habits were, John and Victoria, as to listening to them, because I frankly, I don't listen to any podcasts. I haven't.
Well, here's what's so great about Michael Harrison's podcast, because he does exactly what we just described. He does the takeoff. He does an in-depth interview where he does a deep dive with somebody about something that's fascinating, and then he does a landing. And this is something that talk radio sometimes does. But talk radio is a different medium, because it's a conversation with the listeners at a different level that is moving along. But his podcast is like a half hour, whereas a talk radio show is a 3-hour show, and you've got different topics moving along, and he's taking one person and doing one deep dive. So it's a different medium.
The podcast we're talking about, you can hear at mhinterview.com. I think Mike McVeigh, who's a broadcasting executive, is in the current one, if I'm not mistaken. So anyway, those are ways, those who like News Talk Radio. By the way, you can stream this program at talkradiocountdownshow.com. Streaming of talkradiocountdownshow.com. You can get that every week as we work our way through some of the issues. Let's move into the Trump world here, and the impeachment stuff. Maybe kind of put them all together in a manner of speaking. He's a stonewaller. He's ordered Attorney General Barr to be given authority to declassify information as part of the investigation into whether or not intelligence agencies spied on the Trump campaign. Seems to be turning it around a little bit. Victoria is an insider in Washington. Is this going anywhere? Having any impact?
Well, yes, it is. I mean, because some of the impact has to be looked at from the political point of view in terms of, what impact it's having on the Democratic Party. Also, in terms of Trump's new investigation by Attorney General William Barr, which is going to force the intelligence community to reveal sources, is having a very adverse impact on the morale of the intelligence community, which is already not very high, because they are worried. They don't want their intelligence sources to be revealed.
But they brought it on themselves.
No, well, I'm not sure that they did. And intelligence sources who are in foreign countries are at risk, they say. And those intelligence sources, if you've got a source who is in, say, an Eastern Bloc country, they're going to clam up. And that is a
that
risk.
Part of it. Yeah. John, what do you think? What's the read in Florida on this?
I think the read here in Florida is, if the Democrats are not careful, all of this, I think, could backfire on them.
I think you're right about that. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, the impeachment momentum is, they're going to gain nothing out of that. I don't understand. Well, they're just so angry, but it just shows you. And look at the impeachment business, number three, number four, of the presidential race contestants. Listen to most of them who are not experienced, not measured, or who are just crazy partisans and represent a certain part of the country in which their thinking is considered enlightened. Warren from Massachusetts, people in Massachusetts, California, love her. You think she gets 3 votes in Nebraska? I doubt it. And you can the same for Kamala Harris. I mean, you can look up and down.
She went down well in West Virginia.
Did she?
She did.
Kind of a surprise.
A big surprise.
Yeah. All right. So
it's exposing the weaknesses, I think, of all of the Democrats running for president, except for perhaps Joe Biden.
Biden. Yeah, exactly. Joe and John Harper.
And interestingly, the Trump campaign is out to completely nobble him, which makes sense from their point of view. Yeah, totally.
But will not work. I think that's a big mistake as well. They better treat him with kid gloves and treat him with respect, or his old shenanigans will backfire on him. I think that there's a big risk in doing that. He may satisfy his base, but remember, his base is getting smaller, even though he may have approval. But what people who say they approve of him and what now and what they do when they go to the box office, especially if he acts out on you know, say what you will about Joe Biden. He is revered and loved as a senior statesman, and more people like him, I would say, in the main, for his personality than like Trump. So as with the Democrats having a bit of a backfire with the impeachment conversation, Trump risks a lot by taking shots, but that's him. And so he'll take his shots, and I don't think it works as well. It was easy to take shots at Hillary and some of these other characters, even in the Republican Party, because they deserve it.
They
leave themselves open for it, but I don't know about Joe. John Harper, I kept saying he was from the Gold Coast. He's from the Space Coast in Florida. Victoria Jones here on the Talk Radio Review. If you have trouble getting people to smile back at you when you smile at them, problem may be you got ugly teeth and they're afraid to even look at you because your teeth are so ugly. If that's the case, ugly, then Power Swabs will fix you right up. Power Swabs is clinically proven to whiten your teeth an average of 2 shades in 5 minutes. Do it every 5, 6, 7 days. Before you know it, all of the stains will be lifted off, whatever the source. Call 800-208-1797 and use the DJV code. You get Power Swabs for 50% of the retail price. 800-208-1797. The old song, "You'll Never Smile Again," that will not be your song. You'll be smiling, the whole world will be smiling at you with a good smile provided by using Power Swabs, which you can get at half price. Call 800-208-1797 to clean up your act.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krubel.
California politicians are turning restaurant employees into criminals if they give their customers plastic straws. Several cities have already banned straws, but the state of California wanted to go further, imposing fines and jail sentences. The first draft would have fined waiters $1,000 or 6 months in jail for giving customers straws without being asked. The final version that became law reduced the amount of the fines, but any fine for just offering straws is ridiculous. America will survive this disposable straw crisis, but these nanny state politicians could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Individual freedom is our birthright, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Non-attorney spokesperson and sponsored by OpenJar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-671-3158 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-671-3158 now. Again, 800-671-3158. That's 800-671-3158.
Huh? hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
After the hour now, it's Tech Talk time with a review of the top five items from this past week in the world of technology, courtesy of the research done by Victoria Keelan, whose voice is also attached to these items as well. So let's start with number five, Victoria.
Number five is all about the U.S. Postal Service. They have officially launched a pilot test program of autonomous mail delivery. They're going to be using self-driving trucks from a startup called Too Simple, and they're going to try out a 1,000-mile route between mail distribution centers in Phoenix and Dallas. And this will include 5 round trips over a period of 2 weeks. And each truck will have a safety engineer and a driver on board to monitor the truck's performance and the safety of it. And so federal regulations limit the number of consecutive hours that a truck driver can travel. So USPS is always, as we know, always trying to figure out how to save money, how to get out of the red, which I don't think is ever going to happen. But they think that having autonomous vehicles will actually help them save a lot of money in the long run. And so this is on top of the proposal that they recently made to deliver mail 5 days a week instead of 6. So we'll see. But good luck to them.
All right, I have a comment, but I'll keep it to myself. Number four this week is a focus on Lyft and an ancillary investment in another business that's somehow related.
Mm-hmm. Yep. In July of 2018, Lyft announced that it was buying a company called Motivate, and that's the largest bike share operator in the U.S. They own City Bike in New York City especially. That's their premier property. So now, if you are in Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, Santa Monica, California, New York City, you can use the Lyft app to also book a City Bike or an e-scooter, where they're not e-scooters, the electronic scooters and bikes are not legal in New York City, but they are legal in a bunch of other places. And so now Lyft says that they will be expanding to 40,000 bikes around the country, which will make them the largest bike share system in the world. So good luck to Lyft. But Uber also has a similar thing. If you use the Uber app, you can also book a bike from their company called Jump. So they're, once again, Uber and Lyft very much still neck and neck together.
Yep. Number three this week, a focus on Microsoft's Windows 10. This is something that was very important for me. Thank you, Victoria, for telling me this story. I had all the updates, and there were 10 or 12 of them that you needed to get. If you haven't had them yet, listen to Victoria and then do what she tells you to do.
Yeah, well, last week we talked about a huge breach and a vulnerability in Windows XP and Windows 7. And those two systems were no longer tech-supported by Microsoft. However, a lot of people still use them, and because they didn't like how the new Windows was looking. So now there's once the security warning went out from Windows or from Microsoft, they said, look, you've got to get off of the XP in Windows 7. You've got to update to Windows 10. This new update was issued this week, and so it has a new look to it. It has some other bells and whistles, but for security purposes, if you are a Windows user, definitely make sure that you are up to date, because it not only changes the font and the format and all that stuff, the pretty stuff, but it really does help secure your computer, because it was a very, very large vulnerability.
Number two, Comcast. Here's another reason not to like them.
Comcast freaked a lot of people out this week. They're reportedly working on a device that's similar to Amazon Echo and Google Home, but their version will closely monitor health and basically your personal day-to-day habits. And so it will have sensors and a focus on whether someone's making frequent trips to the bathroom. Yes, that's actually what they want to know about. And spending more time than usual in bed. And so essentially, Comcast is in discussions with hospitals about potentially using this device to ensure that patients don't end up back in the hospital after they've been discharged. Now, what's scary about this is that means your internet service provider, your doctor, and insurance companies would know exactly what you're doing all day, every day. They'll have unfiltered views into your vitals. A lot of people say this is a terrible thing to happen, and what they're probably going to do is offer lower insurance premiums if you agree to have this device in your house. I don't think that's worth the risk, personally, but I'm sure a lot of people will take them up on it because they'll be able to save on their premiums.
Good for them. All right, number one is a warning, kind of a, I don't know if it's a dire warning or not. You tell us.
Well, I think it is a very serious warning. Police across the country have come out with horrifying stories of robberies and killings linked to making online purchases. And just last week, a missing pregnant woman was found dead in a Chicago house after she met someone from a Facebook group, and she had agreed to buy some baby items from this person, and the guy ended up murdering her. So the warning comes kind of on the heels of that story, especially. If you are going to be buying and exchanging goods from either a Facebook group or or Craigslist, anything like that, police across the country are saying make sure you do it in a police lot, in a parking lot, or in a lobby, just to be extra safe.
All right. Better to be safe than sorry, so they say. Good job. Thank you, Victoria.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.